Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. And for today's episode, we're going to continue slash finish our look into what John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice, and translates into success as an air traffic controller is a choice. And so for this last one, I almost combined it with last week's, but I think it's so important it kind of needs to stand on its own. But this last chapter is lean into teamwork. And teamwork, believe it or not, is so important, not just at the academy, but for your entire career as an air traffic controller. There's a reason that we have split sectors. There's a reason in the tower that we have split positions, because one person working all the positions, one person working all of the airspace is, number one, just downright not safe. And number two, it's not efficient. It would lead to incredible delays if there was only one person working each specialty or one person working each tower, because there is only so much that you can do as one person, no matter how much talent you have, no matter how much hard work you put into it. More can be done by a team than can be done by an individual. Okay? So, having said all that, let's just get started. So, it doesn't matter how talented you may be, you will have gaps. There are things that you are not going to do well. And if you want to do something really big, then you have to do it as part of a team. Okay, some teamwork truths. John Maxwell says many times, one is too small a number to achieve greatness. And I know you guys are sitting there going, I don't want to achieve, I'm not looking at greatness, Tom. I just want to pass. I want to have a career. Well, that is true in a way. But when you look at whether you're at the academy or you're at a facility working live traffic, the thing is, you don't want to be so stressed that you barely make it. My goal through these podcasts is to give you an opportunity to be better than just average. And average will get you close to passing. My goal is to get you way past that. And so that's the goal of these podcasts. That's been the goal of going through John Maxwell's book and seeing how it relates to us as air traffic controllers and to you guys as students at the academy. And so just remember, one is too small a number to achieve greatness. And at the academy, what that means is you have to plug into study groups. There's a reason they're called study groups, because it involves a group of you. You have to be involved in study groups in order to improve. You cannot improve to the point you need to get to on your own. You see, when I went through the academy, and I know I've related this story many times on this podcast, when I went through the academy, I was doing it myself. I got through the academic part really well on my own. And then we get into the lab, and I think I'm doing okay by myself. I think that I can accomplish what I need to accomplish. And then I get to that first graded problem and I get a 49. And reality hit. And I realized that I needed to practice. And not just that I needed to practice, but I needed to practice with others. And so I got into a study group, and working together, we all improved. Okay? And so that is what you have to do. John Maxwell also says, whatever your vision or desire, teamwork will make the dream work. Okay? And I know it sounds cliche, but it is true. So some teamwork truths. Teamwork divides the effort and multiplies the effect. Okay? So you will get more out of your studying. And it's multiplied. It's not just adding to it. It's multiplying what you're getting out of your studying when you do it with a team. And then teamwork provides better results from less work. And teams require leadership and cooperation. And I will tell you that the best classes I have seen in my time at the academy, as far as results, as far as getting everybody or as close to everybody as possible through the academy and graduating, they have been the closest teams. They have done things together for those 3 months. Always. They're always doing stuff together. And you can't really, you know, they're individual people, but they're also just the class. And you don't really understand how that works and how much it works until you get there. And I think that it is brilliant by the FAA to start going back to in-person basics, because that is really where you start to gel as a class. And then you get into the non-radar portion and you're already there. You're already a class. You're already a team. Much more so than you would be if you were doing basics on Zoom. Okay, so number two, talent wins games, but teamwork wins championships. And if you want to perform at the highest possible level, you need to be part of a team. If you, as a student at the academy, want to perform at the highest possible level, at your highest possible level, you have to do it as a team and as part of a team. Even though your team, your class, is not going to go into those evals with you. Okay? You'll be in there alone. You, a remote, and the instructor in non-radar. You, the R-side, two remotes, and the instructor in radar. You go in there alone, but you're not really alone because your team, your class is in there with you. Not physically, but they have helped you get to the point that you're at. And so you have to be part of a team to reach the highest possible levels. And then the third truth about teamwork is not necessarily about you. It's about the team, and it's about your part in the team. And I will assure each and every one of you that you have a huge part to play in the team. And you may not feel like you're as talented or as far along as some of the other people in your class. but understand that they can learn from you. It's not just going to be you trying to learn from them. There are things that you are good at. There are things that you know, that you understand, that they're still having issues with. Okay? And then number four, great teams create community. And I've already talked about that a little bit. The best classes that I've seen, they created community almost from day one. Okay? And it is really amazing to see the difference between a class that is working as a team and does have community and a class that has chosen to, for the most part, go it on their own or in small groups or small cliques. You can't do that at the academy. It is so important that you get community going in your class and then extend it into other classes. Okay? And then number five on the teamwork truths is adding value to others adds value to you. When even the most talented person has a mind to serve, special things can happen. And if you desire to succeed, which I know all of you do, add value to others. And I have seen it. I have seen people become one of the top two or three in the class by leading others and by helping others and by focusing on others. And the results are amazing. I know I've told the story of one class that I was the A lead for. And one of the top students in the class almost literally physically drug one student across the finish line. And that student that he drug across ended up passing by 2 points on his final run. That student had no... He had given up. He had a job waiting for him the next Monday. And then he passed. And he was the most surprised person in the class that he had passed. And we came so close to 100% in that class. I think we missed 100% by a grand total of 10 points on the last run in radar. We had two people not pass. One didn't pass by either 2 or 5 points, and another one was by another 5 or 7 points. And that class was amazing because the quote-unquote leaders of the class were willing to sacrifice their time and energy to make sure that everyone in that class had a chance to pass. And that is what teamwork looks like. So how do you lean into teamwork? Number one, you buy into what John Maxwell calls the law of significance. And so I'm going to ask you a question. And if you guys can think of an answer, email me, TomHaines@sidebysideATC.com. My question is, name one person in the history of mankind who alone, without the help of anyone else, made a significant impact on civilization. One person who did it on their own. Okay. Number two, you have to include a team in your dream. And an author states it this way: without a team of horses, a cart full of dreams can go nowhere. And the greater the vision, the more need there is for a good team. And so if your vision is not just a pass, again, my vision for you guys is not just to pass, not just to become air traffic controllers, but to become great air traffic controllers, to become air traffic controllers who can go to work every day excited to work traffic, not dreading it. And you, when you get to your facility, you will meet both kinds. I want you to be that first kind. I want you to be excited about it. I want you to look at it as an opportunity. I want you to be great, not just average. Okay, and then number three, you have to develop your team. The process begins with having the right people on the team. And, you know, at the academy, it's a bad way to put it, but you're kind of stuck. Your class is your class, okay? You don't have the ability to say, hey, we're going to trade one of our classmates for one of your classmates who might be a better fit for us. You're going to have to figure out a way to make your class work as a team. And sometimes that's not easy. But understand this. This is what your life as an air traffic controller is going to be for the next 25 to 30 years. Okay? The academy is a great place to learn how to work with others and how to build each other up. Okay? And then number four, give the credit for success to the team. And recognize that everyone on the team is important. And in my 5 years at the academy, I saw a ton of classes come through. And a lot of people passed and a lot of people didn't. And the FAA will come by on that last day after all the runs are done, right before you go home. And they will ask you, why do you think you passed and someone else didn't? And that's a tough question for students to answer. It really is. But a lot of them will say it's just little things. Little things, little extra effort. It's never about really, well, I understood it more than they did or anything like that. It comes down and boils down to effort. Not about talent. It's about effort. And so you have to work together. You have to believe in each other. And then when you do succeed, you have to give credit to the team. Because even students that I've had that have been in the upper 90s at the end of the thing, those are those students that truly understood that there's no way they would have gotten there on their own. And there is no way to get there on your own. But there is a way to get there with a team, with your classmates, working with your instructors, having a good family support and friend support foundation there. There is a way to do that. And if you want to achieve excellence and success as an air traffic controller, that's what you have to have. You have to have that foundation of support. You have to have that foundation of, I'm going to work as hard as and harder than anyone else. That's the competition you need to have within your class. Is outwork everybody. And if all of you in your class have that same mentality that you're going to outwork everybody else in your class, well, the results are going to be phenomenal. Because the academy is all about practice. It's all about working. It's all about continuing to practice. And, you know, and it's going to be tough at times because you're going to have times when you don't understand things and you're going to want to let up, and you can't. You can't let up. You have to work through those times. And if you do, you can achieve anything that you desire to achieve. Okay? So I'm going to leave you, and we're going to end this discussion of success as an air traffic controller as a choice with a quote from John Maxwell at the end of his book. And he says, a talented person who is part of a team in the right place, on the right team, becomes more than they ever could on their own. And then he ends with this. That is what it means to be a success. And at the academy, you have a definite number that says you're a success. 70.00. 69.99, you're a failure. 70.00, you're a success. In the eyes of the FAA, realize that if you got 69.99 and they couldn't find another point to give you, that doesn't mean you're a failure. It means you just did not pass the academy. But to get to that point, you are not a failure. Now, on the other side of that, 70.00. Yes, you passed the academy. But was that truly, truly what you could have achieved? And my honest opinion is that if you could get a 70, you could have gotten an 85 or maybe even a 90, given the right circumstances. Okay, so a talented person who is part of a team, in the right place on the team, on the right team, becomes more than they ever could have on their own. Remember that. Teamwork is going to be so important to you in your time at the academy. So that is the last chapter of John Maxwell's book. And so what I want to do now is kind of explain why I wanted to go through that and why I think it was important to go through that. And we've been through, you know, just going back over the chapters. You have to commit to choices that are going to bring you success. You have to believe in yourself and fire up your passion. And if you believe in yourself and you're passionate about it, amazing things can happen. But then you can have all the passion in the world. You can believe in yourself wholeheartedly, but you have to initiate action. You have to take action. You have to continue to take action every day. And it doesn't mean that you have to pause your entire life and only study and only practice while you're at the academy. No, because that's called burnout. And you're going to burn out about 2 months in. You're going to be in the middle of the radar lab and you're going to be going, I have no more energy to give to this. No, you have to take breaks. You have to do things outside of the academy. Now, you can do them with your class. That's the community building that we just talked about. But you have to do them outside of the academy. It has to have nothing to do with what you're going through. And then focus your energy. We've talked a lot about valuing preparation and embracing practice. That was an episode, those two things we talked about. Practice is oh so important. And then embody perseverance. You're going to get hit. You're going to feel like you're hitting your head against the ceiling and you can't go any higher. You have to persevere through that. And then demonstrate courage, which kind of sounds weird, but it is a courageous act to try and go through what you guys are going through. Even those of you that went to CTI school and have been trying to be an air traffic controller for years, it takes courage to be where you are. It takes courage to try to go through the academy. I know a lot of young people that won't touch the academy. They'll try other ways of becoming an air traffic controller because they've heard the horror stories. And to a certain extent, some of those stories, yes, they are true. And yes, the academy is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. But succeeding at the academy is also one of the great joys that you will have in your life. It's not the joy of getting married or having kids or seeing those kids grow up, but it's up there. Okay? And then some really important things, becoming more teachable, developing strong character, cultivate good relationships, which we have talked about a lot, and committing to responsibility. All of these things in varying degrees are needed to become successful as an air traffic controller. And like I said, my definition of success for you is not 70.00. Yes, that is one definition of success. My goal for you is not just that. It's not just certifying at your next facility and becoming a CPC. And at that point, really beginning your career as an air traffic controller. Those are all great goals, but that's not my goal for you. That's not my vision for you. That's not why I do this. My goal, my vision, is to get you to the point where you excel as an air traffic controller. You excel as an academy student. I would love to see the FAA's reaction when they have a class, an entire class, graduate with scores in the 90s. An entire class. I know their initial reaction is going to be that you guys cheated because it's never been done. But what if it started to be done? And then what if it continued to be done? And what if every one of those students in your class with you, not only did you excel at the academy, but you go to your first facility and you excel at that facility. And every single one of you certifies as a CPC. And certifies close to minimal time. And not only that, but after you certify, you become some of the strongest controllers at your facility. Now that is my goal for you. That is my vision for you. It's not just about the 3 months that you're going to be at the academy. It's about the 30 years that you're going to give to being an air traffic controller. And it's also about the 30 years that I get to travel knowing that there are great air traffic controllers out there and that there are amazing controllers coming out of the academy and becoming CPCs. That's my goal, is to just see you guys excel. And that's the goal of this podcast. That's the goal of the coaching program that I have. I want to see each and every one of you become the best controller you can be. And not just average. Average may get you that 70.00. Average may get you that CPC eventually. But average is going to have you dreading going to work some days. And I don't wish that on any of you. I really don't. I've worked with people like that. I still work with people like that. But you can become someone that looks forward to every day. No matter what the weather may be, no matter what the difficulty of your sectors may be, you jump in, you're the one that the team at whichever center, they know they can rely on you to be a huge part of getting through that difficult day of traffic. And I can tell you that walking into your specialty and having the supervisor look at you and go, "Oh, good, it's him. I know I can put him anywhere or her anywhere, and that sector is going to be okay." That's an amazing feeling, and that's what I want for you. It's an amazing feeling to walk into the lab at the academy on your eval day and know that you can handle anything the FAA comes up with, because you and your team have worked to get to that point. And I can tell you, your evaluator, they see you come in full of confidence, not overconfidence, just confidence. They see you walk in, and they see a group of you walk in with confidence and sit down and start working the sector and start working the traffic and not caring what they give you and how they give it to you, and not caring if you make mistakes, because you're going to, but you recover from it and you just keep going and you persevere through that. The evaluators are going to notice. And when you guys step out of the lab at the end of the run and those evaluators start talking, they're going to notice a change. They're going to notice something different about this class. And that, at that point, that is when your class has become excellent. People will sit up and notice. And you as a class and you as students can make that happen. That is my goal for you. That is why I do this podcast, to try and give you just little things that you can take with you, and they can give you confidence, and they can give you, maybe even just give you the desire to work harder and to get to the point where you have that confidence. That's my goal. That's my vision. And I think we can do it. And we can do it together. And we can do it side by side. And that's why the name is the name. Side by side. If you guys need anything, I'll be there. If you need something, send me an email. We will get in touch. If you just need to talk, if you have a question, contact me. I am here for you. I'm not here for me. I'm at the end of my career. I want to help you guys start yours and have a great career. I've had a great career. I have loved this more than I ever thought that I would love it. And I've worked traffic that I never thought I'd be able to work. I have grown as a controller to points that I never, when I first started this, ever thought I could. And that's what I want for you. I want in 30 years plus for you guys to look back and go, wow, I never thought I could do the things I did. And I'm glad that I did. And at that point, I want you to decide to pass it on to the next generation and make sure that the next generation of controllers is every bit as good as you have been. Okay? So, that's my goal. That's my pep talk. And that is, success as an air traffic controller is a choice. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. I hope you've gotten something out of it. I've learned something as we've gone through these different chapters. And again, just thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you for continuing to follow this podcast. If you feel like it, please give us a 5-star review or comments. It helps us. It helps us reach out to others who are looking to be controllers. Because there are a bunch of you out there, and my goal is to reach each and every one of you, to help each and every one of you in some way, in some form. And so, if you, like I said, if you have a question, email me, TomHaines@sidebysideATC.com. The website for the coaching program is sidebysideATC.com. And we're continually making changes to what we offer, what I'm offering. I am planning on being in the Oklahoma City area this coming week. You'll get this the week of April 7th is when it'll come out. I hope to be in Oklahoma City the middle of the week. Hopefully meeting with some FAA people, and hopefully meeting with some of you. And until then, if you're at the academy, hang in there. If you have questions, send me an email and I'll get back to you. And remember that you're not alone in this journey. You have your classmates, your instructors, you have your team, your family, your friends, and you have me. And I will be with you every step of the way, side by side. Have a great day.